This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. January jobs will be the big picture economic headline tomorrow, and it is probably going to be distinctly meh because of Omicron, of course. As of our most recent snapshot of the American labor force, that would be the December report, which we got just after New Year's, 3.9% of the workforce was unemployed, 6.3 million people that works out to, who are all looking for work at a time when there is a near record high number of job openings and companies are desperate to hire, both of which mean this is a really good time to be out looking for a job. So who in this economy do you suppose is still unemployed and why? We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to find out.
One group of unemployed people will always be with us from just basic labor market churn, people losing and leaving jobs because of slack business or a corporate change of direction. That's what just landed on Mary Higby of Plano, Texas.
I am 44 years old, no kids, one husband who does work full time, and a dog who does not work.
2 weeks ago, she lost the marketing communications job she's had for more than 3 years.
The choice was made for me, we can say, and it was definitely sudden.
She's got more than 20 years experience and was making six figures. Being unemployed isn't something she's familiar with.
I did take a couple days, and I don't want to say, licked my wounds. I wasn't around having a pity party, but kind of wrapping my head around, what am I looking for?
Then she hit her contact list and LinkedIn. She's confident her skills are in high demand and she'll find something soon at the same pay or higher.
I don't feel it'll be that difficult.
But getting re-employed can be difficult for workers in sectors hard hit by the pandemic, like leisure and hospitality, which has 1.2 million fewer jobs now than it did in February 2020 and lags many other sectors in job postings. All that's been hard on 37-year-old Tristan Haas.
I've been in the hospitality industry my entire career, restaurants, cafes, and for the last almost 16 years, hotels.
Haas was managing a hotel in Washington, D.C. until it shut down at the beginning of the pandemic. He went on unemployment, then got a job opening a new hotel in Atlanta, but in September of last year, he lost that job. He's been applying for hospitality jobs locally, no luck so far. He's gotten some interest from senior living centers, but offering a lot less money.
I'm okay with some pay cut. It's not the end of the world to me, but it's a stressful time. Not having benefits, not having health care.
With headline unemployment super low at 3.9%, it might seem like the best of times for anyone who wants a job. But that rosy scenario masks heightened difficulties, says Bill Rogers, director of the Institute for Economic Equity at the St. Louis Fed.
If you look at adults who have no more than a high school degree, the share of them who are working has not returned to its pre-pandemic level.
Also,
Blacks, Latinos, young people, people with disabilities. The Black unemployment rate's twice that of the white unemployment, even in good times.
More than twice as high in December, when white unemployment was 3.2% and Black unemployment 7.1%. Alongside the more than 6 million people who are unemployed right now, millions of others who were working before the pandemic have dropped out of the labor force. A main reason for that is providing family care in the time of COVID. 41-year-old Derek Bondurant was teaching high school in Portland, Oregon until the pandemic. His wife works remotely for a nonprofit. They have a 3-year-old son, Benny.
Now I'm at home and trying to keep the kid quiet enough so that she can do calls. I also coach a lot of Ultimate Frisbee. It's great because it gets me out of the house.
This was not the plan.
We were always both going to be working as much as possible, and then, use that money to pay for childcare. And I certainly never anticipated that I would be home with a really young child as a stay-at-home dad.
There is a teacher shortage, so jobs are available, but there's also COVID.
If I was able to get a teaching job and then we were able to find someone that was able to come in and take care of Benny, what happens if they get exposed? And then how would we substitute for them? And then which one of us would have to, take time off? Would it be, me as, brand new at a new job?
So for now, he's one more potential worker derailed by the pandemic, boosting the ranks of the not employed. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.